Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce Chamber Chat. I am your guest host today. My name is Stephanie Rain. I'm filling in for Julie Farrar. Well, I wanted to tell you some exciting chamber news. So there is a new marketing coordinator. Please welcome to the team Rosemary Chajic. She is incredible. She comes recently from Coleman Junior High, where she was a teacher and a drill team coach, but she has a marketing degree, and we are so excited to have her as a valuable asset to the chamber team. Want you to save the dates for some ribbon cuttings coming up Friday, June 10th at 4:30. Gilbert Graf Heinemann, as well as Trinity Abstract and Title, will be having their ribbon cutting on their new office. And also, we have an off-the-clock networking coming up at Big Al's on Thursday, June 23rd, 4 p.m. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out to Big Al's for some chamber networking. And last but not least, 4th of July is right around the corner. And so the Crepe Myrtle Festival and Parade will be taking place. And we have our parade applications open now. You can call 469-309-4040 for an application, or you can visit the website, that is visitwaxahachie.com. Well, I'm so excited to be here today. I got my vice chair for Waxahachie Young Professional hat on today, and I have with me two of our valued members from Century 21 Real Estate. I have Tyler Jones, and then I also have Nellie Devalia from New York Life. Welcome, guys.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Steph.
So, Nellie, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners what is Waxahachie Young Professionals?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are actually a network of young professionals seeking to develop themselves socially, professionally, and civically. And the way we accomplish this is through community volunteer opportunities, professional and personal development seminars, networking opportunities, and our annual project, which is, for example, our 40 Under 40 Awards banquet.
And speaking of the 40 Under 40 Awards banquet, you both were recipients this year.
Absolutely.
Yes, we were. It's such a great honor and such a great event that they put on, and a really good way to get community recognition and then also be able to network with the other fellow young professionals and continue to grow our businesses and grow our brand.
So let's talk about each of those bullet points about what Waxahachie Young Professionals does. So the community involvement. Let's talk about some of our favorite community involvement activities that we've done so far.
You know, one of the ones that stands out is, and I think it was because we got people last minute, was the food bank drive over at Covenant Church. So that one was a really fun one, and I was really glad to be a part of it.
That was exciting. So our outreach person is Pastor Jonathan Bell. And so he, with the North Texas Food Bank, they hand out food, and I think it's weekly, right? And so they're always looking for volunteers. It might be every other week.
I think it's every other month, it seems like, or every month.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was great to meet the people from North Texas Food Bank that come to Waxahachie to hand out this food. And Tyler, you were there directing traffic and then handing out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It was a great time. So got to break out my little runway lights and tell people where they needed to go, make sure that line was running smooth. And it was really good to see how happy some of these families were to get the food that they needed. And it felt great to spend the morning, you know, giving back and networking with our other, you know, great members of this community. And it's just all around great event.
One of the very first Waxahachie Young Professional community events that we did was we did a yard cleanup. We did a cleanup for a yard that was of a woman who unfortunately was very recluse, and her yard had overgrown, and you know, there was just a lot of trash in her yard and so forth. And so it felt really good to clean up that yard. Additionally, I know, Nellie, you have been out for Miracle League. So the Miracle League of Ellis County, a special needs baseball organization. And you've come out to be buddy. We've had one of our members and his wife, Garrett Thomas, has come out. We have Coach Kyle Vesey. He's volunteered, and he's with the Miracle League. Myself, of course. And then who else has come out?
Garrett Thomas.
The other Garrett Thomas. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the Waxahachie Young Professionals, we actually have two Garrett Thomases. Garrett Raymond and Garrett...
Timothy Garrett.
Timothy Garrett. There we go. It's flipped around. So, we have about 40 members. So, okay. So, moving on from community outreach, which is very personal to us. So if you have a project out there that you'd like to reach out to us to help, we'd love to put our helping hands together and serve. So please contact us. I'll give you information at the end. Professional and personal development seminars. This is so important. Let's talk about this. Do you remember when Landy of Hickory Trail Hospital did the mental health seminar for our members?
Yes, I actually still have the painting. So that was really neat. It was at first, if you are a perfectionist, it was hard to let go of your painting, but then it turned out to be really cool because we all got to put our hands in and be a part of each other's artwork, kind of representing that, you know, we all leave a footprint mm-hmm. upon each other.
Man, that was deep, Nellie.
Oh, thank you.
another thing we did, we had a wealth advisor come out, which, you know, Nellie, you know a thing or two about that, and speak to us about stocks and bonds and all the things that go over my head. But it was a lot of fun. And then we networked with Century 21 in Ennis.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we had opened up our office down there to bring everyone down. And we actually partnered with the Ennis Young Professional Group. So it was a great mixer, if you will. You know, so that's another great thing about this organization. It's not just focused on Waxahachie, where we're at. We're also like to go out to everywhere in Ellis County, meet everybody else who's trying to do good things in their community, and continue to put our people in place to be successful and help out as much as they can.
So speaking of networking opportunities, which is our next bullet point, we actually have our coffee coming up at 8:30. We'll be heading to Fresh Market Coffee after we leave the KBC studios, which will be exciting. So we welcome you to come on out at 8:30 to Fresh Market to join us. But other than that, we also have a meeting every other month. So this month's meeting will be Thursday, June 16th at 6 p.m. at the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. So with the remaining time that we have, Tyler, I wanted you to speak to us about what the impact Waxahachie Young Professionals has had on you personally as well as professionally.
Well, I mean, the impact has been nothing but positive. Since joining this group, you guys have done nothing but give support, especially during like our meetings that we have every month or every other month now that we're doing. It was just really great to have like basic free advice. You know, you're in a room surrounded with financial advisors, with, you know, myself being a real estate agent, you know, marketing professionals, people who are in healthcare, people across the board, you know, finance, all sorts of things. So, and they're there to help you. You can pick their brain, you know, things that normally would cost a $200 consultation fee or an appointment, you know, you have access to those people. You get so professionally, that's a really great resource. I've been able to network with other people and build my database of folks so that when I have a client comes to me and says, hey, do you know somebody who does this? Or do you know somebody who does that? I can pull it right up on my phone and go, yep, I see Stephanie every week. She's the one you need to talk to for your mm-hmm. marketing materials. Or, you know, you're having a baby and you're moving on with your family. You're ready to grow. Nellie, you're the one you need to talk to make sure you're set up financially. You have everything taken care of so that there's none of these surprises.
It really has become like a built-in referral network.
Yeah, it really is. It really is a great referral network. And then you have confidence knowing that you know these folks too. Mm-hmm. So when I refer somebody, you know, I want to make sure I don't do any cold referrals. I want to make sure that I know that person. It's a warm handoff. I can give Nellie a call and say, hey, so-and-so's going to call you. Because a lot of times these conversations are very hard for some folks to have, you know, and it's things that, you know, they're not really comfortable talking about, especially the finance thing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of young folks are kind of left behind with financial education, you know, so it's really important that when I meet with them and, you know, I see this young family trying to buy a house and doing good things that, hey, I bring those conversations up and, you know, try to find out those opportunities for them there. So
that is so awesome, Tyler. What about you, Nellie? Share a little bit about your journey with the Waxahachie Young Professionals.
You know, I obviously agree with everything that Tyler has said. And I am actually very lucky that a lot of my great friendships have come from Waxahachie Young Professionals. It's always really nice to, you know, whenever you feel like you need that little push within your business, as a business owner, as a professional, just have, you know, people that check up on you and say, hey, you know, what do you need help with? Who have you networked with? And just really build a camaraderie that you don't get in many places. So it's definitely been fun. I know there's been many instances where I reach out to Tyler and I just say, hey, Tyler, like, how can I help? You know, where, you know, I have a network of people. I can't, let me see who I can reach out to for you. And he's done the same for me and you as well, Stephanie. So it definitely, I would say, is something that as many young people in the Ellis County should be a part of, because you will learn a lot and you will meet a lot of people.
Well, let's just share, since we said the term young. So 18 to 40 is our ages. My daughter asked me last night, what age can you join the Young Professionals? Sorry, you're 12. You're not yet. But 18 to 40. So I'll age out in a few years. Maybe I can then be just an advisor role. But so the Waxahachie Young Professionals can be, we are nestled under the chamber and we have their support. And we are so thankful to the team there. And we're so excited because I know we're going to get Rosemary, the new marketing coordinator. She falls in that age range, so I know we'll get her on board. But You can visit WaxahcheeChamber.com, and under, I think it's, they just launched a new website. It's beautiful, but I think it says under resources or programs, you'll see Waxahachie Young Professionals. But you can also reach out to our, onboarding and programs director, which is Travis Villanueva, and he can be reached, via our email, WYP@WaxahcheeChamber.com. And so, yeah, well, this was so great. Thank you so much, Tyler and Nellie, and thank you so much to Julie for having Waxahachie Young Professionals on the show today. And we would love to see you again, 8:30 a.m. Fresh Market Coffee. Come on over. And you know, if you're like, but I'm older than 40, we are always looking for advisors. You know, we want to learn from those who've gone before us, and blaze those trails in this community of where we can serve and where we can help and how we can elevate our businesses. So don't be afraid to reach out to us as well. WYP@WaxahcheeChamber.com is our email. And once again, 8:30 a.m. Fresh Market Coffee. And thank you guys so much. This has been the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce Chat.